Okay, Friday, January 15, 2:50 p.m. Okay, so I said I wanted to change my stereo tray or cart into a charging station, and I've done that. Got all the stuff that charges and all the stuff that I think just about everything. Yeah, pretty much everything, and even the AC power source for my little recording device. Cleans things up pretty good. Got to rearrange the other thing over there. Yeah, that's about it, I think. Oops. So the way it's being read between the conservatives and the progressives is that the progressives are saying if you voted for Trump, if you supported anything that was for Trump, that wasn't that Trump promoted or whatever, if you were in support, you're just as guilty as those people that stormed the Capitol. You are that type of person. You're standing with that kind of person. You're standing with white supremacists, racists, homophobes. You're standing with them. It's kind of like the deplorables label again. And I guess it's they're really pushing it on the lefty news. On the righty news, they're calling it out. And yeah, they are pushing it on the lefty news. CNN had one thing where I forget what that guy's name is, but he was saying that. He's saying you're standing with the white supremacists, and so just by voting for Trump, that's what you're doing. And maybe some of you people out there agree with that, but I don't know. So does that mean people that voted for Biden were for the riots and the Black Lives Matter riots of the summer and the spring and the fall? Does that mean that they're just as guilty? Does that mean that they're just as guilty if they're a Bernie supporter? They're just as guilty as that guy that shot up the field of Republican congressmen. See, it works both ways, and you can't do that. It's just silly. So everybody, that's the nice thing up, and that's one thing that that the progressives look at it, the lefties look at it, is that everybody's lumped into a group. Okay, and the conservatives say, no, I'm my own man, I'm my own woman, I'm an individual, and that's the way they look at it. So I am not part of a group. You want to pigeonhole me into some racial group? Well, shit. My father's Filipino, my mother's a mixture of Native American and Hispanic. So what does that make me? And that Hispanic part is actually from Spain. A lot of that's from Spain. My sister, we did a genetic thing, and my sister even had one of her th things come back as a certain percentage Jew. And this is, we have both the same parents and stuff. And I asked her about that, and she's a doctor. She says, oh, yeah, well, that doesn't mean that I would have it either because I didn't have it. Not that there's anything wrong with being Jewish. I'm not saying that, okay? I have some Jewish friends, but I realize that just by saying certain things, that it just having the friends, like just saying something about gay people, even though you have gay friends, doesn't ex absolve you from it in the eyes of some people. So all I got to say is, fuck you. Anyway, Let's see. So that's the way that's playing out right now. And I'm kind of tired of all this shit. After things like this happen, I try not to go on Facebook because I've got friends that are way on the right and way on the left. And I just don't like to listen to their bullshit or read their bullshit. It is. It's a lot of bullshit. And they get vicious, I would say that the lefties are really way more vicious than the righties are. The righties, yeah, they're not that vicious, but they're mean on some things. So anyway, so my new charging station. Let's see. Put the phone up there too, because I don't want to crawl over everything else to get to the phone. And anyway, so that's how that goes. I think that'll be it. I'm not sure. Anyway, so have a good day. And it's beautiful here in Fair Oaks. It's sunny day, warm as can be. A wonderful day. Just a wonderful day. Too bad I didn't get to go out and play in it very much today.